Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I think this is going to be the big thing with the Rockets all offseason. And that is, are they going to make a move? Are they going to add a big piece? I think a lot of people, Clint, nationally, locally, believe that the Rockets are probably primed to adding a major piece to this team, right? And that probably means it's going to come with them moving on from one of the, you know, major pieces of the core that's currently here. And I would say the two names that we are hearing, Clint, of major pieces here since their season ended, Kevin Durant and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Damn it. I walked into there. Boy,
yeah,
I was confident.
Should have just left it at Giannis, man.
I knew what you meant. I tried, man. Antetokounmpo.
There you go.
Is that it? Yeah.
I'm close.
Three.
It's got to be.
That's what I rock with.
Greek freak by way of Nigeria, Giannis. But those are the two that we are hearing the most. And I want to just throw this big three, because I think it could put potential of being a big three. And I wonder which big three Rockets fans would rather them have moving forward. And you can take age into account. You can take maybe how these pieces fit. To me, if Giannis is traded to the Rockets, I think the player that makes the most sense in that deal that would go would be Alperen Şengün. The money and everything, with the picks and everything, I think Şengün would go. And to me, then your big three would be Giannis, Amen Thompson, and Jalen Green. Or if it were Kevin Durant, I think that would mean Jalen Green probably moves on, and then your big three would be Kevin Durant, who is 37, by the way, compared to a Giannis who's 30. Kevin Durant, Alperen Şengün, and Amen Thompson. Taking all of that into account, 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, which big three would you rather see the Rockets take on next year? Because these are the two names we're hearing. Giannis, Amen, and Jalen Green, or Durant, Şengün, and Amen Thompson?
This is a no-brainer for me.
Is it?
And one, I make a point, I don't think there's any way in hell that the Rockets organization parts ways with Şengün in any deal. But if
you don't think so? You
no,
think he's an untouchable piece?
Yes.
For
I do.
Giannis?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think he's here.
I don't think so.
I think he's here. I would go Durant, Şengün, and Amen. I'm out on Jalen Green. I'm in on Şengün and I'm in Thompson, and so I would go Durant, Şengün, and I'm in. Plus, in order to get Durant, I know he's 37, as you said, but you're giving up a two at best, if not more than likely a three on a team. So I would go Durant, Şengün, and I'm in Thompson.
Yeah, even with the thought of, obviously, Giannis would be longer term to have him here.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're going to have to give up a lot more to get Giannis, which that lot more may be Şengün versus Jalen. That may be enough.
Yeah, it would be Şengün.
Either way it goes, I'm out on that deal.
Durant, you're out because of Şengün? being out, that is that the big key for you?
Yeah, I don't think they're moving Şengün. I don't think there's any way in hell that they move Şengün. I think everybody can agree they're not moving Amen Thompson.
I think he's the one to me that's the guaranteed not going anywhere.
Yeah, who?
Amen Thompson.
I'd go Durant, Şengün, and Amen for me.
Someone texted. Got people texting in. Giannis by far. I love the Slim Reaper, but he's too old. Show how many years would you have Kevin Durant? No, I think maybe a couple years.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It sounds crazy, but like I think their chances of winning a championship are better if it would be Durant immediately. Like next year, I think it would be better because Durant and Şengün and Amen Thompson, like those guys, that seems like that is a better fit. But you have a chance to have Giannis at his peak for the next 5 years. You know, 4 or 5 years, but it doesn't make you a better shooting team, right? Like, you don't become a better shooting team, and then you would have to put shooting around him and do more. Maybe that's where the Reed Shepherd comes in. It is, to me, it is a tough thought if that's what they're trying to balance, because all right, if it's Durant, man, you know, this is only like 1 or 2 years, you know, right now with that big three. If it's Giannis, maybe you're you know, 4 or 5 years. The reason why I would go with Durant is what you're losing is Jalen Green, and I think what we have learned with Jalen Green is Jalen Green to me is not going to be one of the, you know, a lead dog. I don't think he's going to be a one or a two. So to me, it's not like you're parting ways with Anthony Edwards. You know, I don't think he's going to reach that. Some people think that he may. But it's not like you're parting ways with that, so I think you're going to be kind of stuck anyway. And so, to me, I would look at it, all right, the next 2 years, man, we got a chance to win, a championship in the next 2 years with Kevin Durant, you know, and that is, to me, the route I would go. Some people texting in, I would never take Durant. That's just dumb, Clint. You can add me into that as well. If you look at that, Hans Şengün has no lift.
You wouldn't take Durant for Jalen Green right now and plug into this team? I mean, even if you agree with it, it's not dumb. But I mean, you wouldn't plug in Durant right now for Jalen Green.
I mean, to me, that sounds, not to call
people dumb, it's silly. But I mean, it's like. The deal here is you're giving up a lot. You're giving up an all-star. How old is Şengün?
Şengün is still young, 23, 24.
He's an all-star.
22. He's that old. 22, yeah.
22-year-old all-star center that's getting better, that just showed you that he's going to bow his neck in the toughest moments. And versus giving up a guy that shrunk and appeared to be okay with shrinking in the playoffs when it mattered the most. I mean, so, yeah. Give up Jalen, get Durant for a couple of years, and then and see if it works. And if not, then you're sitting pretty with two guys that that you would hope, and Amen Thompson and Şengün by that time would have elevated their game to a whole other level.
I see. Like, how come some people just can't follow directions?
What's that?
They got people in there texting in. No, I'll take Devin Booker and Şengün and Amen Thompson. Yeah, that's not like Devin Booker is going to be a much more difficult to get. Not saying it's impossible. I would rather the younger Kevin Devin Booker to me is the perfect player to go along with this group. I think it will be very, very difficult potentially get him. I think that might come with even more, not just the picks and Jalen Green. That might even come with Jabari Smith, and I wonder if they want to give that up. I'm with you. But hell, follow directions. I didn't give you to go outside the box. I gave you two options. Which one do you want? And then, like I can see a lot of different faults on this thing. But again, like someone just texted in, how about we not make a stupid trade and try to trade for either one of them? Okay. Like that means you will be sitting in here doing the same thing again. Like listen, the West isn't going anywhere. Right? Like OKC's not going anywhere. Minnesota's not going anywhere. All right? Those are like the two young teams. There's old teams. Like the Lakers aren't going anywhere. You know, I know some people may look at the Spurs. They may be on the rise and come, like the West isn't going anywhere. All right? And if I just can't believe that people can be in the run it back mode. I just can't believe that people could be in the running back mode. I can't get. All right? I understand maybe the reasons why many people would say the age of Durant, I don't want to go there. Or I could see maybe people saying, oh, I don't know about how much you'd have to give up for Giannis. I don't want to give up Şengün for Giannis. But I could get that. But, I mean, I think the Rockets are going to make a move. And I think they're going to make a –
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, Tyler, obviously you're coming in with some breaking news. What is your breaking news here for Houston sports, I'm guessing?
Yes, sorry to interrupt that Rockets discussion, but we got a little Astros breaking news on a Friday. The Astros have announced a roster move. They have placed right-handed pitcher Hayden Wesneski on the 15-day injured list with right elbow discomfort. Oh, God. Retro to May 7th. To take his place, Wesneski on the active roster for the Astros, they've recalled right-handed pitcher Logan Van Wey.
Now, that's the gentleman who has this.
With the weird font on his jersey.
Weird font on his jersey.
Yeah.
So Hayden Wesneski is going to the IAL. That's
that discomfort word.
You don't like that. That's one, as you just brought up, Tyler, that's one that is concerning when you start to hear that. And two, you know, very fortunate now that, you know, Lance McCullers is back. And so you have him here. And then obviously, hopefully Spencer Arrigetti is getting closer. So you should be okay right now moving forward with this thing. But if you had any ideas of going on a six-man rotation maybe to protect a Lance McCullers, I don't know if that is much of an option now with this latest injury.
Absolutely is not. I mean, the thing is you got to ask now, where are we at in the Spencer Arrigetti timeline?
I would think we're getting close with him.
Yeah, man, that's got to be you know where we head next. I mean, you're just trying to keep a five man rotation going at this time, even though it is obvious that Gusto was a better pitcher in a starting role than he was in that piggyback with.
But at least
with
Lance McCullers. you can be all right with him.
Yeah, you've got at least something that's been promising to date. I mean, we'll see how they handle it, but I mean Spencer Arrigetti. It's about time we put this batting practice, you know, injury to bed and move forward.
Yeah, text line coming through. Durant is not the answer. Look what he did this year. Why do the Rockets always get washed up players? He averaged almost 27 a game this year. I think you beat the Golden State Warriors in five or six games if Kevin Durant.
You've got more youth. More hustle, more defense. I mean, you got more of that than you can get on the floor right now. Well, I mean, who in their right mind wouldn't say add an elite scorer of the basketball? As you said, I mean, say what you want about how old he is. He's still averaging high 20s. And it was average high 20s in a super dysfunctional whatever the hell was going on in Phoenix.
Yep.
Right? I mean, so you put him in this environment with this young group, you don't need him to be anything more than a scorer. You don't need him to come in here and lead the troops and build the culture and do all this. You're talking about you just need a killer. You just need a straight-up bucket getter that gives you a chance to finish in the end the way that we just watched Curry and Butler do to us, and the way that if just watch the rest of these playoffs, if you can find games where teams ain't quitting in the third quarter because they're getting beat so damn bad. But you know,
you want to see life made easier on Shingun and Amen Thompson.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to see spacing made in easier?
Yeah, I mean it's obviously not a long-term play.
No, yeah.
He's an older player. You've got the picks to work with Phoenix and look, you've got a super young group. Like I said, I'm liking the Durant. The more we talk about it, the Durant option is sexier to me. I mean,
you want Shingun. That to me is.
But you got Shingun.
You also look at Green and Shingun in your options.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like Green being on that list is almost. I mean, hell, that's a tough pill to swallow.
It's like just Giannis is a top three player in basketball right
sure,
now.
That's
it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.